Nefesh HaChaim continues on Omer Yud Ches at the bottom. Nimshach Inin Kain Ad Eis Matan Torah. So the new state of affairs, the new reality of how Adam HaRishon interacted with his world and how every one of his descendants was now possessed with a new balance of good and evil, so to speak. This was the status quo until Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, Oz Poska Osa Zuhamasa Mitocham Kemosh Omer Raza. When Shabbos says that this Zuhama ceased to plague the Jewish people once they returned to the state similar to the state of Gan Eden, when they received the Torah, when they were standing by Har Sinai. If you fast forward at the after the Torah was given, and unfortunately Klal Yisrael succumbed to the Yitzhara for the Chet Egel, so we know that the Satan was involved in tricking people, in creating a challenge for them to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to ultimately come back down from the mountain. And that caused him to miscalculate when he was expected to return and be scared and be convinced that maybe he's not coming back. And the Satan was able to create an image whereby people thought they were looking at a coffin, the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu that was flying up in Shemayim, and they were convinced that was it. He was finished. The Lashon over there in Chazal, in that Gemara in Shabbos Peites, is Bas Satan v'Irbev. Bas Satan v'Irbev. So what does it mean, Irbev? In that context, the way we would translate it is that he got that mixed up. Right? That's what Irbev means. He confused the people. He confounded the people so that they would come to make this fatal mistake about Moshe Rabbeinu's return and create Chet Egel, and was all downhill from there. However, explains to B'chaim that there's something much more meaningful, profoundly meaningful, about Basat and Irbev in the context of what we've just described. Hani Shabamim B'chutz, Kmo Be'inyin Chet Adam HaRishon Kanal. Number one, there's the terminology of Basat and Irbev. What does it mean, Basat? He came. Where did he come from? Was he hiding? Was he somewhere hidden and now he reveals himself? Bas Satan means to suggest that he came from an external source. He was an outsider. He was on the sidelines. Just as we described the Nachash in Gan Eden, the original Yetzirah, the original inclination to sin, was not ensconced in a person's consciousness. It was something which, like the little red guy on his shoulder, convinces them to do something wrong, but not yet with that voice, with that same voice, internal voice that now we suffer from. Now the Yitzhara makes it difficult for us to discern between what's our actual thinking, our neshama, driving us, and what is the Yitzhara. So Basatim came from elsewhere, because he wasn't internally programmed into mankind at that point, because we had reached a tikkun when we were at Har Sinai. Ki mitocham nisgarish, because he was banished from the inner reaches of man and his neshama. But then the committing the chet of the egel brought back the zuma, brought back that defiled internal impurity that we described was the ensuing result of the chet in the itzadas in Gan Eden. And that's why we use the term Basatun v'irbev, because he brought us back to that reality where there was an irbev. He mixed together the good and the evil, that they should be in flux and always fighting back and forth between each other as one inside man. And that's what the Pasuk says in Hosea, Vehema ka'adam avru bris. The entering of the covenant that took place at Har Sinai resulted with Hema ka'adam. When all was said and done, when all the dust settled, after the Chereh was over, they returned to be like Adam, with the same unfortunate negative result that was brought about by the Nachash in Gan Eden. Top of page, Yotes. B'zeh Shamor Yisbarach Adam HaRishon. That's what Hashem says to him on the Rishon, before the Chereh of the Eitz Hadas. He warns him, Ki b'yom achol chamimeno mos tamos, on the day that you will eat from the Eitz Hadas, that is the day that you will die. Lo shoyeh inin klol avonash. The pasuk in Eicha indicates that nothing that is bad ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only good. We don't always perceive it that way. It's only good. When Hashem says, when you eat from this tree, you're going to die, he's not warning him in the sense that there will be a curse upon him, that there will be a punishment that he's going to have to suffer. And the Vilna Gaon and Adras Eliyahu on the pasuk, as well as the Shla in Rosh Hashanah, the footnotes brings over here, it wasn't an onesh. On the contrary, it was chesed v'rachmim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to Adam HaRishon that on the day that you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will die. Meaning what? El perusho shayidei acholcho mimeno. Through this eating, tis ari b'chazua mashal ra, you will take in the zuama, the impurity of ra, v'lo yiyatikon achar l'hafridah mimcha, k'dei lativcha b'acharisucha. There will be no other way to correct it. There will be no other way to remove the ra from the good in order that you should be able to enjoy the tov eternally. Other than this one avenue. The one avenue is death and the decomposition of the guf. So that's a profound, profoundly new understanding of what death is about. Why does there have to be death in the world? Well, when Hashem says, if you eat from this Eitz Hadas, you're going to die, not as a punishment, but you're going to change something about the nature of man, the necessity of man to undergo death in order to be able to experience what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for us in the next world. Because only through the process of death can the evil be separated from the good that becomes one in man after the Eitz Hadas. V'zeo gam ken inyan ma she'amar Yisbarach achakach, hino adam haya, v'ata ben yishlach yodo, v'laka gam me'etz ha'chaim, v'ochel ha'chai le'on. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares to kick Adam HaRishon out of Gan Eden, he states, as it were, that this notion of a person becoming a more elevated ke'elokim, right? That's how the Nachash says that Hashem is concerned that if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to become a more godly being, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want any competition. That's a blasphemous statement that the snake makes to convince Chava that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preventing from eating from the eights just for his own good and just for his own defense and his own protection to remain unique. So Hashem acknowledges something did transform man at that point, but the reason why he has to be kicked out of the Gan is because he may go ahead at this point and eat from the Eitz HaChayim. And then he'll live forever. So the question is, why is that a reason to kick Adam HaRishon out of Gan Eden? What would be the big deal? Would it really bother Hashem so much if he ate from the Eitz HaChaim? So he'd live forever. Explains Rav Chaim V'Lashem, what's the question? The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good for us. Hashem wants us, he wants us to live, he doesn't want us to die. That's what we would imagine. He wants to give us all kinds of chesed. Hashem created the world in order to be meitiv, in order to do good for his creations. Uma'ich paslay im yechilom. Why does Hashem care? Live forever, because then, hey, what's the big deal? So why is Hashem so concerned, as it were, that man is going to live forever? Amnam Ratzolomar, what does it mean? Shekasher yochel mi etzachayim chayli olam. If man would eat from etzachayim, live forever, yishor chas v'shom lo tikkun. That would mean that he would never achieve the tikkun that can only be accomplished through death. Shalei yispar d'ra mimenu ad olam chas v'shom. The evil that was brought into his existence would stay with him eternally. You'll never be able to fully see the light and the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store. And therefore, it was really to the advantage, to the benefit of humanity to be kicked out of Gan Eden and not to be stuck in the current state of affairs forever. That was the only means to make sure that he would have death. Ultimately, that would be the end of his life when the time comes. And the ikul b'kever, the decomposition that takes place after a person dies, because that is also what causes the evil inside of a person to decompose, to separate from the pure good that is in the neshama that man was created from originally. And that's what the Gemara in Shabbos means. Zeu inyan dalshe mitzvah shel nafsho. We mentioned the other day, there are four individuals that never sinned. They're listed in the Gemara in Shabbos. But it says they died anyway. Right? Why did they die? They didn't do anything wrong, right?
It's not because it wasn't a full intention.
Right. Right? So the term the Gemara uses, without really explaining the term, is they died be'itcho shel nachash, from the bite, from the venom of the snake. What does that mean? They died because of the venom of the snake. So maybe on a pashut pshat level, there's a decree as a result of the story of the nachash. Hashem made a decree, lo plog, according, you know, across the board, for all human beings that they're going to die. He says it means much more than that. Even though they didn't be'etzim have any averos, im but there still were ramifications and reverberations of that chait of the Eitz Hadas in Gan Eden that brought about the taroves hara in man. It was at the hand of the nachash. It was from his etza, from his recommendation for Chava to eat from the tree that caused human beings to also have this chelak of ra inside of them. And that's what it means when it says that they died, these four individuals died mi'ityo shel nachash, not because they're being punished for their averos, not because they can attribute it to a specific chait, but because the spiritual reality, of nature that came about makes it impossible for a person to reach a full tikkun until they die. We say this at a funeral, usually at the conclusion of a hesped. Person being masked will say Bila Hamavis LaNetzach. May all death be eternally swallowed up and consumed and be non-existent. So that's a prophecy Yishai has for the future, when Mashiach comes. And not only that, but it'll be at a time when Ra itself will be removed from the world. Ruach Hatuma Avir Min Haaretz. So only at that time, when death doesn't exist and when evil doesn't exist, right? Because the two go hand in hand, it's two sides of the same coin. Death is only necessary in order to remove the evil from inside of a person. That will be the fulfillment of the nevuos of the geula. So, in short, as a result of chait, so we're more megushim, we're more physical beings, further from other marishon's original more spiritual existence that we described, and only after death can we disconnect that physicality from who we are in order to return to the ruchnius that we're comprised of entirely.